After the first reading, we see now the end of the story coming for Ahab and his wife, Jezebel. Though you see the mercy of God, he doesn't visit Ahab because he did penance. He repented. Now we're at these what you know we are called the antitheses. You have heard it said, but I say. And now we're in this one. You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. It means at least love less, which that like Jacob I have loved, Esau I have hated. Doesn't mean he hates Esau, he just loves him less than Jacob. But here it can mean really hate. Now, who is an enemy? Somebody I don't like? No, an enemy is somebody who wills evil to me. That's an enemy. Presuming we can get over our little emotional problems, you see, that somebody doesn't like me, well, I'll pray for him and I hope it'll work out, but that's not an enemy. An enemy is someone who wills evil to me. And our Lord says, you see, love them. Any exceptions? No. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. So that our model is the Father. Our source is the Father by which we can love our enemies. It's the Father. And so our Lord goes on. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? In this culture, you see, nobody likes the tax collectors. And so he takes them as an example. I mean, tax collectors like other tax collectors, you know. And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Now, you see, this is the eternal Word of God become man, who knows human nature more profoundly than all human beings put together. And he's talking from that depth, you see. If you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Everybody does that. The pagans do that. All the crooks in Washington do that. You see? So be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Oh boy, that's quite a model, isn't it? You see that love of the Father for everyone until that last moment when they reject Him, when they die, if they do. But you see, nobody goes to hell unless they want to. Nobody, you just say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize. I mean, that never happened. So, the model for us is our Father, to love like He does. Well, how does He love? Go ask Him. Go introduce yourself. Say, Father, I really want to get to know You. Not only because Your love for me will change me, but Your abiding in me will give me the force to love those who will evil to me. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Are there any exceptions? Nope. Now we have, in the history of the church, some incredible examples of this. I don't know why this one comes to mind, There's a bishop who used to visit us in the monastery, American. He'd been a bishop in China. He was in prison and tortured for many years. And he always prayed for these people. So much so, they would bring him in and sit him on a little stool and interrogate him. Well, after 4 years of interrogation, what does he know? Nothing more. This is just torture. One day, the interrogator picked him up off the stool, held him in front of him and said, "Jesus Christ died for me too, you know," and put him back down. Now, where did he ever get that from? You see, that was the prayer of that bishop. I was so struck by that when he said that. He was giving a talk to the community. And he'd been like 10 years in jail. And he loved everybody there. Isn't that remarkable? But what it did, it finally got through to one of his torturers. It's that powerful. And so this happens a lot in those situations. Because, you see, be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect doesn't mean create another world. See, it means love like the Father loves. You say, I wonder how that is. What is that like? You go to the Father and say, "Lord, I want to do this, but I don't know how much you love me. I don't get it. Show me your love." And you'll be overwhelmed. It's unforgettable. And that's the ground, you see, for this perfection. We're never going to be as perfect as the Father, that's for sure. But it means have no animosity. None. Our Lord is dying, tortured, mocked, and he prays for those who kill him. So, we can't get there right away. At least we can get over our annoyances and our memories of things that were done to us that weren't nice, and pray for those people. The understanding that we have to do it and the power to do it come from the Father who dwells in us.